On-screen intermediate, B1 plus, B2, workbook, by Virginia Evans and Jenny Dooley. Copyright Express Publishing. All rights reserved.
1D listening. Exercises 2B and 3, page 10.
Welcome back to FM 104. I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Martin Frazier from Houston University. Dr. Frazier has recently released a book about clothes psychology called You Wear What You Are. Dr. Frazier, welcome to the show. Firstly, what exactly is clothes psychology?
Well, basically, clothes psychologists are interested in why we choose the clothes we wear and how they make us feel about ourselves and other people.
I see. And what got you first interested in this field of psychology?
Well, it's quite ironic, really, because I was never really interested in fashion when I was growing up. My parents owned a clothes shop, so I guess it was one way to rebel against them. Even as a teenager, when my friends were experimenting with new looks, I preferred wearing plain clothes, like jeans and a t-shirt. Then, after I graduated from university, I spent a year abroad in Milan. I was just amazed by how obsessed the locals were with clothes. I remember asking myself, why do clothes matter to them so much? So, when I came back, I decided to start a postgraduate course and study the topic.
Well, I have the fruits of your work in front of me now. It looks like a very interesting book. But tell me, is it something we can all read, or is it more suitable for those with a background in psychology or fashion design?
This book is for everybody. In fact, I'd like to think that the book is more a practical guide about how to dress rather than a study of clothes psychology. It basically informs people what their clothes are saying about themselves and how the clothes they wear can help them succeed. I think it might be of most value to business people, but even if you are trying to decide what to wear on a date, I think it will be useful.
So, let me dip into the book for a moment. I see the first chapter is about how clothes make us feel. Can you tell us a little about that?
Certainly. It's something I emphasize in my book. The way we dress not only affects how others see us, but also how we see ourselves. For example, whenever I work from home, I always make sure I dress to work. That doesn't mean I wear a suit and tie, but I know that if I wear old baggy clothes or athletic clothes, I'm not going to be in the mood to work. My clothes will be telling me to watch TV or go for a run. So instead, I try to wear tidy, semi-formal clothes. I find it puts me in the right frame of mind.
Very interesting. And what about the impression other people get of us from our clothes? Can you really tell a person's character from the way they dress?
Of course, it's not an exact science, but you can often get a good idea. For instance, I would describe my wife as a flashy dresser. She tends to wear quite colourful clothes, which express her outgoing character. Introverted people, on the other hand, are often drab dressers who wear plain dark clothes as a way to keep a low profile.
So what about people who wear designer labels? What does that say about them?
Well, like I said, it's not an exact science, and of course people will often have different opinions about the same outfit. For example, a man dressed in designer clothes might look arrogant to one person and ambitious to another.
I understand. So, let's talk about something that I'm sure all our listeners are wondering about, the dreaded interview. Can you give any advice on what to wear?
Well, generally, I advise interviewees to wear clothes that look professional but don't draw too much attention. Give a good first impression by wearing something professional and tidy. For instance, a dark suit, tie, and belt for men, and a conservative suit for women. Avoid wearing bright socks or jewellery. Basically, look professional rather than flashy, and let your words do the rest.
And what about after you get the job? What type of clothes can help us climb the corporate ladder and get a promotion?
Well, I always tell people to dress for the job they want, rather than for the job they are currently doing. It's important to send out signals that you want and are ready for a higher position, and I think the clothes you wear can be one way of doing this. Also, think about wearing dark colours. Research suggests these colours are most associated with authoritative and powerful bosses, while pastel colours are more associated with friendly and obedient workers.
Dr. Frazier, it's been a pleasure having you with us today.